Hello and good morning on Saturday the 17th of October 2015. This is Paul O'Mahony. This is my audio blog. This is episode number 2 of 2. And I'm driving into town in Cork, as we call it, into town. Cork is a small city, 130,000 people here. But you drive into town. And it's grey sky, quite dry looking. It's also the day when, or the weekend, when there will be 4 rugby matches in the World Cup, and Rugby World Cup, and they're all taking place, well, they're all taking place this weekend, and I am a bit jealous of my friend Mick O'Brien, who's over there in Cardiff, and my brother David, who I believe is over there in Cardiff as well. I'd love to be there. I don't begrudge them being there, but I'd love to. So this morning I got up, and what did I do? It took me a long time to get a cup of tea, and I haven't had anything else to eat at all, or anything to eat. And but I did something that I've never done before. I announced on Twitter that I was going to host a blab, and the blab was going to be about how to make good use of blab. And onto the blab came 3 people that I know from social media who I've never met face to face. 1, Victoria James. My goodness, there's a crowd of young people in the car in front of me, rocking the car. It's an old Fiesta. It's a 2000 and what is it? 99. It's 99, so that makes it 16 years old. It's been damaged on the back offside, and they were rocking the car by moving the seats. So back to this morning, Victoria James came on from the UK. Ollie came on from the UK. A guy called Tim came on from Sydney in Australia. And Fireman Rich came on from the southern part of New York State. So we had a lovely 3-country, if you like, 3-country link up. And a lovely chat, and that really was my first experience of, you know, 4 seats, and there are only 4 seats on blab where you can talk, and but it was very nice, and it's very good practice for next Friday evening, 10 p.m. Cork time, UK time, and you can work out, well, it's 5 hours less for New York, and it's 8 hours less for the west coast of the United States, and it's 8 hours forward to Perth, and it's probably about 10 or 11 hours to Sydney, maybe 12 hours, for all I know, to Auckland. But anyway, that's an event that's going to take place on Blab, and myself and Simon King are going to host it, and we're going to talk about poetry, talk with other people about our experience of poetry, and Simon and I are going to read some poetry to everybody. So that'll be, you know, a very important part of this coming week. But today I'm driving into town. Why am I going to town? I'm going to town because I love going into town on a Saturday. I just love going into town on a Saturday. I'm going to go to the English market. I'm going to buy 1 or 2 things. But the real thing I like on a Saturday is just hanging out in town. It just feels like a bit of the week that is special. I love to get home for family after that, and I do need to go to the supermarket to do shopping. We're kind of running a bit out of food. In the English market, if I buy anything, it'll be hummus. They do, there's a place there that does 3 types of hummus, and it's superb. There's a green one, which is, I think it's hummus and coriander. There is a reddish one, which is hummus and chili. And then there's a kind of plain one. Suppose my favourite one to look at is the green one. My favourite one to taste is probably the red one. I'm wondering, how can I cook with the herbs and spices that I brought back from Malaysia? I was given a very generous amount of herbs and spices from Malaysia to bring back, and I'd very much like to use them. I'm stopping the car in order to let somebody come towards me. Now there's a car coming towards me with a ladder on top. Ladder is tied on with red attachments. I'm having to stop the car here because the road is too narrow for three cars to move abreast, and there's one crowd of cars parked on the left-hand side. I'm also thinking to myself about my great friend Roger Overall, who, among other things, is I have to say, my favourite cartoonist. I would prefer to look at a Roger Overall cartoon than, say, look at a Scarf or look at a Dilbert. But I had an idea that I might ask Roger, I haven't done it yet, to contribute one of his cartoons to my blog. And because I'm very keen to develop my blog as a kind of creative space, not just for me, but a place where people who do creative work, whatever that means, can put stuff. So that's it. There, that'll do as a starter on for my day. I just want to thank another person for getting me into the mood for doing a daily audio blog, and that's Ruth Arnold, I think. Yeah, R2UK on the internet, because she does or did a regular blog, which she shared via Audioboo. I haven't listened to it recently. I don't think she's done it recently, but certainly the memory of the pleasure I got from listening to her blogs has, buoyed me up for doing my own. So there we go. Have a lovely Saturday. Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now.